We know the broadcast has been a blessing to you, and since it has, feel free to contact us at
662-704-0630. Again, 662-704-0630.
And until our next broadcast, remember, the devil has not forced a chain that the power of God cannot break. Until our next broadcast, God bless you. From Bishop Kenny Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend.
Tell somebody, say, you stand. Yeah, Lord, yeah.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Persecuted, but not forsaken.
This is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Persecuted, but not forsaken.
Hallelujah, 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 glory to God, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Praise the Lord, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. Once again, what an honor and what a privilege it is to me and my family. When I come on here, I represent my not only me, but my family, you know, my immediate family, the family of God, and most important, you know, God himself and the word of God. So once again, I count it an honor and a privilege to be able to come into your homes and through the radios and through your automobiles, you know, and share with y'all, you know, a specific message. I call it, it is the greatest story that has ever been told. And it's the story, you know, of God himself, his original intent, his original plan, his original purpose and desire for our lives. And not only his original plan and purpose and intent and desire for our life, but also how to function in it. And for the last 2 years, we've had on our broadcast, what we've done is just laid a foundation. And the foundation that we have laid is that all of the kingdom of heaven, everything that heaven consists of, everything that heaven is all about, your greatest heart desire, you know, to live good and everything else in hopes that then it's all said and done that you spend eternity in heaven, you know. The specific message that God has gifted us and anointed us to come and bring to the body of Christ and to whosoever will. Is that great destiny that you're looking for in the sweet by and by is in the right here and now. We've been laying a foundation, you know, and the foundation that we have been laying is a gospel. The word gospel simply means glad tidings or good news. And the gospel that God has anointed us to share, you know, Paul said it this way, I'm not ashamed of this gospel. Why? Because it's the power of God, the salvation. What you mean salvation? Not just save you. Salvation, that word there in Greek, it means sozo. So what that means is salvation in every area of life that you might need salvation in. You might be in despair. You might be down and out. You might be heartbroken. You might be poor, broken, hungry. You might be on your way to a devil's hell. But this gospel, it's the power of God to bring salvation to every area of your life that you need salvation in. Hallelujah. And it's the gospel that Jesus preached. I'm going to say something right here, and I'm going to keep pounding this in until it gets past your intellect and get down into your spirit. It's not, I'm going to emphasize this, it's not just the gospel about Jesus and the gospel about all the things that Jesus did. That's included in it. But this gospel that God is sending to you through this broadcast is the gospel that Jesus preached. Not the gospel of the works that he did. Not the gospel of who he is, but the gospel that he preached. The gospel of what he did, that's good news. And the gospel of who he is, that's good news. And the gospel of why he came, that's all good news. But well, let me tell you something, boy. If we ever discover not just those good news, but the gospel that he preached, glory to God. Well, you'll discover a treasure. And you'll go sell everything that you have, man, and you'll come back and you'll buy that field. What you mean, man? That don't mean you'll go sell everything that you have, you know. That's a metaphor. What it really means, man, you know, is everything, boy, you'll make that your priority. You'll make that your number one priority. And you'll begin to do what Jesus commanded, boy, us to do in order to get all of the kingdom of heaven that he brought to this earth in our lives. What you do, you'll start seeking first, not second, not third, not fourth. You'll start seeking first the kingdom of God. What you mean you'll sell everything? All your preconceived ideas, all your preconceived thoughts, everything, you'll do just like what Jesus said. You'll repent. You'll change your whole way of thinking. You'll change your whole way of walking. You'll change your whole way of talking. You'll change your whole way of living. Because, boy, you will have discovered, man, what every man and every woman and every boy and every girl, boy, on the face of this earth, man, that has ever lived, man, is searching for. What's that, Arthur? Control over their circumstances, situations, and symptoms. What you mean? If you get sick, man, don't you want control over that? Don't you want to be able to be healed? If you got, man, debts and bills and everything else, man, do you want that to be controlling you, or you want to have control over it? When despair and all of all the circumstances and situations and symptoms, man, that is being dictated to us through this world system that we live in, don't you want control over all of that? Don't you want, man, dominion over all of that? Why? Because, boy, that's in the heart of every man, every woman, and every boy. You want control over the circumstances, situations, and symptoms in their life. Instead of the circumstance, situation, and symptoms, man, dictating to us, man, we want to be able to dictate to the circumstance, situation, and symptoms. When a bill is due, man, you want to be able to take care of that bill. When a sickness or disease, the devil attack your body with a sickness and disease, you want to be able to, man, to cast it to the side. When anybody, man, come against you and speak all evil against you and trials and tribulations, man, confronts your life on this earth, boy, you'll have victory in every area of your life, because you will no longer be dominated, but you will become the dominator. You will get back what you lost in Adam. What we lost in Adam?
you lost that power and control and influence over your circumstances. You lost your dominion. Hey, listen, Adam, when Adam fell because of the fall of man, Adam didn't fall from heaven. God brought Adam to the earth and put him in a body here and gave him dominion over this earth. That's power, control, and influence over everything, over the whole earth. That's all the circumstance, situation, and symptom that might confront our life. He said, instead of it ruling to you, instead of it dictating to you, you dictate to it. How? Like I did. When a circumstance confronted my life and the earth became void and without shape and darkness was upon the face of the deep, man, God said, I didn't let that dictate to me. I dictated to it. How you dictated it? I said, I spoke. I said, let there be light. And when I said, let there be light, it was nothing but darkness. And the earth was in chaos. And man, you know, and I was, what? I didn't let that dictate to me. I dictated to it. And I started calling things that be not as though they were. And it, man, it wasn't no light nowhere. It was nothing but darkness. It wasn't no light nowhere. So what I did, I started calling for something that was not as though it was. Even though them circumstances and situation and symptoms, man, might be, in this world, you're going to have some trials. You're going to have some tribulation. But you can be a good cheer. Boy, I told you, boy, God said, let there be light. And light been being ever since. And then he said this here, boy, let's make man children. Let's make mankind, and let's make them just like us. And let's give them the same governing authority and influence and power over their circumstance, situation, and center, just like us. Who is the us? Just like the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. Just like the Most High God. His image and his likeness. And let them, he said, let us make them, but he said, but let them, what? Have the governing influence over the earth. Let them rule and reign in life. Let them have dominion over all the earth. Let them have authority and power and control and influence over all their circumstances, situations, and symptoms. Let them. Why? And if they do that, then it'll be on earth just like it is in heaven. What man fell from? He fell from that. He fell from his sovereignty. He fell from his crown. He lost his crown. He still had a relationship with God. He still had a priesthood. God never gonna leave and never gonna forsake it. I don't care what you do, boy. But what he lost was his crown. He lost his kingdom. He lost his power and control and influence that God gave him, boy, in the garden, man, in the beginning, in Genesis chapter 1 and 2, he lost that. What he lost after? He lost his king's dominion. What's that? He lost his authority to dominate, to manage, to control, to have power and influence over what? His domain. What's our domain? The earth. For what purpose? So that in controlling this earth, and we would make earth, boy, a colony of heaven. Till the same thing that's going on in heaven will be going on the earth. You're trying to get to heaven when God then brought heaven to you. What's your problem? What's our problem in this? You don't know it. God said, my people are being destroyed, not because of the sin in their life. Oh, that's going to short-circuit them and cause a man to fall short of the mark, nor the devil either. Well, how are they being destroyed for? You say, my people. How? Because of a lack of knowledge. What they don't know. And, boy, that's one of Satan's greatest tools against you, to use against you, boy. They'll keep you from the knowledge of God's will and God's purpose and God's destiny for your life. Oh, he don't mind you having church. And he don't mind you having good church. And he don't mind you, man, stirring up one another's emotions and all the things that we are practicing and everything else. All those are good things. Don't listen, I don't throw the baby out with the bath water. All those are good things, as long as you don't get to the great thing. You don't mind us preaching to men about how Jesus opened blind eyes and how Jesus opened death, unstopped death ears, and how Jesus cast out devils and how Paul did this and Peter did that and everything else. As long as you don't never come to the place that, boy, you can do the same thing. As long as that don't be impounded into your spirit. You know why you don't have faith in that? In that ability? Because that ain't what you've been preached. You've been preached the good news about Jesus, about who he is and about what he did. And you don't know nothing about what he preached. You know what he was preaching? He was preaching, man, as I am, so are you. The works that I do, you can do also. As the Father sent me, I'm going to send you. Great is, just like the greater one is on the inside of me, the Most High God and the Holy Spirit, you tell them, preaching, man, the same thing on the inside of you. Just like I cast out devils, you can cast out devils. Just like I rule and reign and dictate to the circumstance, situation, and sent them. When they brought them people to him, man, he was ruling and reigning. When the sick came to them, what he did, man, he healed them all. Why? He wasn't letting the sickness and situation and symptom dictate to him. He dictated to it. Then he turned around and say to all of us, man, you can do that too. Why we ain't doing that? Because you don't know that. You ain't been preached and preached and preached that. You know, now you got faith in, faith come by hearing. And you got faith in what you've been hearing. You got faith that, boy, when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing it's going to be. Going to sit down by the rivers of life and drink water. And all the time, boy, the kingdom of heaven and came to you. Know what Jesus preached? All of the kingdom of heaven has come to you. It's near you. It's among you. It's within your reach. It's at hand. It's available to you right now. It's here. It's here right now. And then, boy, he taught a man, this is what he preached. He preached to them all of the functioning principles, how the kingdom operates, the protocol of the kingdom, the laws that governs God's kingdom. He was preaching a different message than what the traditional message that we've been hearing. Listen, the traditional message is good. It'll get you out of Egypt. It'll get you saved. But all you'll be doing is just wandering around in the wilderness. When all the time, right across this Jordan River, right across, right here within hand, at hand, is that promised land. That land that's flowing with milk and honey. Well, boy, you can come into that land, and even though you might encounter some trials and tribulation, boy, you can know that you know that you know that everything is all right. God already showed it to you in the old covenant. Listen, boy, every battle that David fought, he won. Even though the children of Israel wandered around in the wilderness for 40 years, they still entered into the promised land. Joshua and Caleb took them into the promised land. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Well, God's counsel is going to stand. When God said, let's make man in our image and our likeness and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and the cattle and over all the earth, man, that word is going to stand. Oh, I know it ain't like that on the earth right now, man. You know, but that don't stop what God said. How you going to stop wearing what God said? Now, you might can stop what I said and what people said and what other folks said and what mankind said and what religion said and what politicians say and all of that and world government say, and you can't stop what God said. Boy, if he spoke it, boy, that's a done deal. I mean, one time, boy, I heard this long, long time ago, 30 years ago, and I thought I quoted it too back then. Hey, listen, if God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. And that's a good thing. But God told me one day, let me tell you something, son. I said, what's that, Father? He said, I said it, and that settles it. It don't matter whether you believe it or not. Now, if you want to appropriate it in your life, it's going to take, man, you know, belief and faith to appropriate it in your life. But even if you don't appropriate it in your life, that ain't going to alter the word that's going forth out of my mouth. My counsel is going to stand. I'm going to show you the end first. I'm going to predestinate your life. I'm going to finish your life first, and then I'm going to start. Good God Almighty, that's predestination. I'm going to show you the destination first, and then I'm going to back all the way back up and start. I'm going to show you the blueprint of everything first. Just like an architect, you know, he get the blueprint together, and then he give it to the contractors. And the contractors look at that blueprint. They already know the end already, even before they start building anything. Why? Because the blueprint, man, give them all the information. They know how many square foot the house going to be, how many rooms going to be in it, where the kitchen going to be, even before they start. Why? They got the blueprint. God, the engineer is showing, man, the end before they even start. That's predestination. Same thing God has done. He show us the end before you start. And he show us the end in the beginning of your search, in the beginning of your Bible. What's the end, Arthur? What's the big picture, Arthur? Let's make mankind just like us and in our likeness. Same character, same nature, same functioning ability, same authority, same power, just like us. Over their domain. Over their domain. What's a domain? That's a territory. Where a king has power, control, and influence. And that territory where a king has power, control, and influence is called a kingdom or a king's domain or a king's governing influence over his territory, impacting it with his will, with his desire, with what he wants in that territory. Listen, that's what God, man, set up on this earth. God set up, boy, his domain, his territory, where his governing influence can impact that territory, man, with his will, his desire, his intent, and his purpose. Oh, that's what Jesus Christ's message that he preached, that's what he come revealing to mankind. And boy, he called it a treasure that's hid in the field. What's the field? The field is the whole word. Everybody got word. They got all kind of word. They got the Bible. They got the NIV, the Living Translation. They got the Quran. They got all kind of books. They got all the books that's been written and everything else, and all the words of God and everything else through commentaries and all those other things like that. Man, let me tell you something. All that can be considered as the field. But in all these writings, and all this knowledge that is, boy, that's a treasure that's hid in the field, that's hid in all the information. And, boy, that treasure is called the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God. It ain't hidden from you. It's hidden for us. What's that treasure? The gospel that Jesus preached. What's the gospel that Jesus preached? All of the kingdom of heaven is at your hand. At hands mean, man, it's within your reach. That's how close it is. It ain't in the sweet by and by. It's here on the earth. It ain't here on the earth in its fullness, in the manifestation of its fullness, but it has begun. I told you, he showed you the end first. What's the end? Boy, it's on earth just like it is in heaven. What are we doing now? Now he back up, and then he start, and he tell all of us as believers, on your mark, get set, go. But if you don't know where you headed at, man, you'd be running all over the place. Most people running on their mark and goal, man, and trying to get to heaven. When the destination is not for you to get to heaven, but for you to, man, start operating in your sovereignty and dominion in the heaven that's been brought to you to this earth. And, boy, what the problem is, hey, you don't know that. You're being destroyed for a lack of knowledge, what, of your dominion and your authority and your kingship that has been restored back to you. Listen, restored. Not replaced, restored. God, you had it in Adam before in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. What mankind, listen, by the way, when God was talking to Adam in the Garden of Eden, he was talking to everybody. The word Adam or Adam is not just the word God gave to that one man. That's the word God gave to the whole human race. Because he made just one body from the ground. Never man went back to the ground again. Everybody comes from that one body. So when he was talking to Adam and Eve in the garden, he was talking to everybody. Because even Eve and everybody else came from that one body. And boy, what he told them in the beginning, boy, his counsel going to stand. Even though he told them some things concerning that after that, boy, but his counsel still going to stand. What's his counsel, boy? Yeah, y'all going to be just like me, ruling and reigning on the earth. Let's make them just like us in our image, in our likeness, and let them have dominion, governing influence, and authority, and power, and control. Over what? Over all the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Boy, that's the destination. What? Have power and control and influence over heaven? When we get to heaven? No. On earth, over all the earth. The heavens, he say, belong to God. Belong to me, said the Lord. But the earth is your domain. The earth is your territory. And here's your mandate for the earth that's your territory. What? To make it in your territory just like it is in my territory. To make it on earth just like it is in heaven. Watch this. Mankind been praying in men all their life. Our Father which art in heaven. That's where his territory is. Hallowed be your name. Boy, listen here, glory and honor and praise to you, Father. Then the first thing I just say after that is, Lord, thy kingdom come. Why? So that thy will can be done. Where? On earth? Just in heaven? No, on earth? Your will can be done when I get to heaven? No, your will can be done in my life here on earth? Well, on earth, just like it is in heaven. So that it might be in my life here on earth, just like it is in heaven. So that earth might be a colony of heaven. So that the same culture of heaven and the same attributes of heaven and the same laws that govern heaven and the same functioning principles in the of heaven, that it might be that same way here on this earth. When our kingdom come, guess what the good news of Jesus Christ come preaching? What? The kingdom then came. Not in its fullness. In a sense, it's in its fullness. But I'm talking about it where it be in its fullness, where it be manifested on the earth, when it be on earth just like it is in heaven. That's the destination. And then it started back all the way back up to the starting line and say, on your mark, get set, go. What? You headed to that destination. What destination is that? Heaven on earth. That it might be in my life here on earth, just like it is in heaven. Now, some people will, man, some say, I can't get with that now. You know, that ain't what I learned. And that ain't, well, whosoever. Bible say, God so loved the world. What I just got to tell you, that arrangement, that pattern of operation, that system, that whosoever would believe that gospel, just like you believe the gospel, how Jesus hung, bled, and died, you believe that. And just like how you appropriated it in your life and they got you born again and you became a Christian. Know why? Because you believed that, you exercised faith in that, and that got you saved. But saved ain't the goal. Saved is the means to the goal. What's the goal? Boy, to get man your dominion back so that it might be in our lives here on earth just like it is in heaven. In order for that to do that, you not only got to be translated out of this world system that we've been born and trained and conditioned to operate and think and function like, over into the kingdom of God, dear son. Here's a scripture, you know, thanks be unto God who hath, that's an old English word, H-A-T-H. That ain't mean what he gonna do, what he plan on doing, what he hope to do, who has already, what, translated us out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. We ain't already provided, man, salvation for you. Already provided heaven for you. Already provided healing for you. Already provided deliverance for us. Already, whenever I say you, I ain't just talking about you personally. I'm talking about, man, all of us. Have already, man, provided, man, salvation in every area of our life that we need salvation in. What's the problem, Arthur? Me and my God say my people are being destroyed because they don't know how to operate in that. They know church protocol. And they know how to conduct themselves. And they know how to try to come out of sin and live holy as they think it is, man, you know, in order to appropriate all those things that God has for their life. But they don't know, man, the law of faith. They don't know about the law of life. They don't know, man, about the law of love. They don't know about, man, the perfect law of liberty. They don't know, man, about the law that gets everything, man, from the unseen realm of heaven to this seen realm in our life here on earth. What law is that, Arthur? That's the law of sowing and reaping. Those are the laws, man. Those are the original laws. They go way back further than what Moses' law was. Thank God for Moses' law. It was a schoolmaster, and I never want to do away with that and tell people that they ain't got to live according to Moses' law no more. No, baby, I'm trying to tell you how to establish that law first and foremost in your heart to get it off that tablet of stone and stony heart, man, to get it into, boy, a regenerated man, renewed, born again, heart of man. But God took it off the tablets, man, that he wrote for Moses, them, the stony tablet, and wrote it on the tablet of our hearts so that our desire is to walk on out of darkness, walk on out of sin, into the marvelous light, and into the righteousness of God. And you know what that will produce in our lives? That will produce holiness. And you know what holiness is? Being like God. Being like God. That's the destination. To be just like him. Not to be God, but to be like him. To function like him. To talk like him. To think like him. The Bible says, let this mind that was in Christ Jesus be also in you, who thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Not man or God yourself, man, and declaring independence, man, from the original God, but a little G God, operating under the governing influence of the big G God. Hallelujah. Thereby, man, learning how to reign in life. You know why circumstance, situation, and simply, man, is dictating to us? Because you don't know about your kingship. You don't know how to operate as a king. When that brother come on here and Bishop Tonner come on here and say, hey, King Arthur, man, you just, first some people say, well, who you think he is? King? Man, Lord, how much I'm going to say, yes, I am. But that ain't the good news. That's good news, but that ain't the good news. That ain't the gospel that I come on this radio to tell you that I'm a king. I come on this radio to let you know that you a king too. What you mean a king? You have governing influence and control and power over all your circumstance, situation, and symptoms too. Why come it ain't operating in our life? Because you don't know how to operate in it. You're being destroyed for a lack of knowledge. You don't know the laws that governs it. You don't know kingdom protocol. You know church protocol. And you know human protocol and natural protocol and the protocols of laws and human government. But you don't know the protocol, man, of the government of heaven. You don't know how heaven functions and how heaven operates. Listen, all those parables that Jesus Christ was proclaiming to mankind, he was showing them, boy, how the kingdom operates. He is the protocol of the kingdom. He say, you have heard that it has been said, but I say unto you. And boy, you thought even, man, you know, talking, quoting some things that the prophet said in the old covenant. He said, but they know what they were saying. Hey, they wasn't in the kingdom. They was in the wilderness. They wasn't in the promised land. They wasn't in the Garden of Eden. They wasn't in heaven. They was out in the wilderness. But boy, what I come to do, and the reason why they couldn't obtain that from out there, because, man, you know, that ain't where they designed to obtain it from. In order for them to attain that greatness and everything that I said about them, they got to get back, man, to the promised land. They got to get back to the Garden of Eden. They got to get back into the presence of the Lord. Adam's sin separated us from that. Jesus Christ's righteousness restored us back to that. And then he taught, man, you know, now that you have been restored back to that, now that you have been translated out of this kingdom of darkness into the original kingdom that God set up for you to live in, now you got to learn the functioning principles of the kingdom. Like I said, it's not enough to be saved. We saved. We believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, we saved. Some of you going, man, but if you want to rule and reign in life, you got to grow up, man, in this salvation, boy, that you have. Most believers, man, been saved for 40, 50, 60 years, those who are older in life, and, man, still little bitty babies. Saved for 40 years, wandering around in the wilderness for 40 years. Listen, no children of Israel, they were saved. They wasn't in Egypt no more. They were saved from Pharaoh and the bondage man of Egypt. They were delivered from there. The same thing has happened with you and I. We've been saved from the devil control and power and influence our lives. We've been translated out of Egypt over into what God's original desire and intent was for our lives. Listen, God's original desire and intent for Israel, man, was for them to be born and for them to grow and for them to become a mighty nation and even for them to go through trials and tribulations, man, like they did in Egypt, boy, but to go through. Not go in, go through. Go through means you come out. Now, if you go in, you might go in and live and die in there. But he say they go through. Through means you go in from the beginning, in front, and come on out. What? So that they might obtain their inheritance. Go through all that, what? To get to the promised land, your inheritance. To get back into the presence of the Most High God. To get back into the Garden of Eden. Because only from those places, what? The promised land, the presence of the Lord, the Garden of Eden, the kingdom of heaven. Adam's sin separated us from that and all of that, and our dominion and authority and power and control over all the circumstance, situation, and symptom in our lives. We lost that in Adam. And we got put in bondage, in slavery, sold into slavery, just like the children of Israel was, under the bondage of Pharaoh, who is a type of the devil, being governed and controlled and influenced by, man, the dictators of Egypt, like just us in this world, being governed and influenced by the dictators of this world system. But boy, God sent a Moses. Hallelujah. And not only did he send a Moses, boy, but Moses, man, fulfilled God's purpose and plan for his life. He not only sent a Moses, but he sent a Moses for a purpose. What? Go tell Pharaoh, let my people go. Glory to God. So that they might come out in this wilderness, man, and worship me. So that I might, man, because they've been brainwashed and conditioned to live and think according to Egypt mentality. Now when I get them out in this wilderness, man, I can't take them into the promised land, man, not with that Egypt mentality. I got to brainwash them. That's why Paul said, man, don't be conformed to this world system, this natural world system, but be ye transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind. For what purpose? So that you could prove what is the good and acceptable, and watch this, and perfect will of God for your life. Not just a permissive will. See, going while they were in Egypt, man, that was God's permissive will. He permitted that to go on. While you're going through trials and tribulation, that's God's permissive will. He'll permit that to go on. But you can know something, man, when you come to the knowledge of the kingdom and what's already been done, the end from the beginning. You'll know that, boy, we just going through. But, baby, we coming out. Why? Because we already got the victory. It's already been won. God finished first, and then he started. The very fact that he is finished with your life, and when you get in on that, man, you'll cease from your works, too. Just like God ceased from his works. Well, his works of creation. The Bible says on the seventh day, man, God rested. He was finished. After the sixth day, he was finished. And on the seventh day, he rested. In other words, man, it's done. Here's what it is. Here's what I desire. This is what I want. That's in Genesis chapter 1. Here's what the whole deal is. That's the big picture. What? And then, man, on the seventh day, boy, the Bible says after the sixth day, he was finished. In other words, it's done. He through. That's why I say, boy, if he didn't spoke it, it's going to come to pass. It might not seem that way, be that way, look that way in your life right now, but, baby, his counsel going to stand. He's going to have that. That's the destination. Now, we got to get on our mark and get set and go and head toward that destination. Most folks have got this tomorrow. They said, we're going to go to church, live right, try to do the best we can and everything else, and hope that when we die, we go and spend eternity in heaven with our Father and where there's no more pride, trials, and tribulation. No, no, no. You're not going to spend eternity in heaven. Oh, you heard what he say? He say we ain't going to heaven. No, I didn't say that. I said you're not going to spend eternity in heaven. I didn't say you wouldn't go into heaven. You're going there. In fact, when you die, to be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord, you're going there. That ain't where you're going to spend eternity at. Why? Because that ain't God's desire, and that ain't God's will, and that ain't God's plan, and that ain't God's purpose for your life. And it's his will and his plan and his desire and his purpose that's going to prevail. Many are the plans in our hearts, but it's the purpose of the Lord that will prevail. Boy, listen, our Bible study group over there in California in the Nixon Prayer Line, boy, we got our theme for this month, boy, is how to trust God in the midst of crisis and all the troubles that we might face in this life. Because in this world, we're going to have some trials and tribulations. But again, like I say, if you come to the knowledge of the truth, you can be a good cheer in the midst of all these adverse circumstances. Why? Because you know that, boy, that just like Jesus overcame them, so shall we. I told you, he come down here to show us something, boy, that as I am, he say, so are we. What you mean, as I am? Why, they going to crucify me? Baby, I'm going to get up. You going to die one day physically? You going to get up too. They're going to afflict me, and they're going to talk about me, man. They're going to cast me out as evil and everything else. They're going to talk about it and afflict, man, you too. They're going to reject you, man, and despise you and everything just like they did me. They're going to do you the same way too. Just like I was tempted on all points, man, and everything else, you're going to be tempted in every area of your life too. But you can be a good cheer, because even though you fail, I was tempted on all points, but yet without sin. So your victory is in me, said the Lord. I got your victory for you. I won your victory for you. I created you. I'm responsible for you. That's what the word, that's why when we pray, he say, our Father. The word Father means source of the life and the sustainer of the life. Glory to God. But listen, that's powerful what I just said right there. Our Father. You know, when you say our Father, you know what you're literally saying? Father, you my source. You the source of my life. And if you the source of my life, not only are you the source of my life, but you my sustainer too. Glory to God. What you mean, boy? You ain't no deadbeat dad. You don't just make children and abandon them and don't take care of them and don't watch over them and don't mentor them and grow them up, boy. You're not only the source of our life, but you're the sustainer of our life. You're responsible for us. We your workmanship. We your children. We belong to you. You the Lord. You own us. You own us. We've been bought with the precious price of the Lord. You are our source and you are our sustainer. So you're responsible for us. If we get lost, it's your responsibility, my Father, to come looking for us, just like you did in Adam. Adam was running from you and hiding from you, boy, because he was naked. Just like many of us, boy, have run from you and hid from you because of the shame and the sin in our lives. And it was you, hallelujah, who come looking for us, Father. It was you who found us dead in our trespasses and sin. It's you who redeemed our life from the destruction, man, of the law of sin and death. It was you who washed us, man, white as snow, even though our sins were like scarlet. It was you. Why? Because you the source and you the sustainer. And you the one that doeth the work. In fact, unless you finish this product, unless you build a house, all our labor is in vain. It's you, Lord. It's you, oh Lord. It's you, oh Lord. All the glory, all the honor, all the praise. You're the source and you're the sustainer. And baby, your counts are going to stand. So you're not only, boy, the source of our lives, but boy, you're the keeper of our life. You're the sustainer of our life. You're everything that we have need of in our lives. And you readily available in every area of our life. How come we ain't partaking of that, Arthur? Because you don't know that. You don't have no faith in that. You ain't been preached that. Faith come by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing what? The word of God. And listen, all the word that you've been hearing, I can't tell you that ain't the word of God. But most of that, man, is the word of God, man, from the old covenant. I'm going to say that again. Most of the word that you hear preached, man, is from the old covenant. Listen, I don't like saying this, man, but nevertheless, I'm embarrassed. I got to say what thus said the Lord. Most ministers, man, don't preach the kingdom of God. They preach the word of God, and the word of God is good news and good things. They ain't listening to what they're preaching. Most, not all of them, but most of them, they preaching, man, the word of God. But they ain't preaching the gospel of the kingdom. What do you mean? They preaching the good news about Jesus, about who he is, and what he did. But they ain't preaching, man, what he preached. What he preached again, Arthur? That as I am, so are you. The work that you see me doing, I'm going to show you, man, how you're supposed to reign in life, how you're supposed to roll in life, how you can live in life, how you're supposed to be in life. Because just like I am, so are you. The Father, in fact, I created you, man. The Father used me to create you just like us. Remember what he said? Let's make mankind just like us in our image, in our likeness. And watch what he didn't say. He didn't say, and let us have dominion. When he said, let us make man. He said, no, let us make man, but let them, who is man, spirit beings that live in a body here on the earth, mankind. Let them have the dominion. So God can't come into this earth and start usurping dominion over us. He'll be violating his word. He ain't never going to do that. That's why I say a lot of things that he caused to happen in the old covenant was his permissive will. That's what prayer is. Prayer gives God legal right and legal permission to interfere in our lives here on the earth. Without that, he can't do nothing. Just like without him, we can do nothing. Without us, he can't do nothing either. He need us to return his word back to him. He need us to come to seek first the kingdom of God, what God is doing, and to acknowledge him in all our way, and to return that word to him, to proclaim that word, to come to the knowledge of it, and then proclaim that word to humanity. What word, Arthur? That all of the kingdom of heaven is available to you. When, Arthur? Not when you die in the sweet by and by. Right now. Now, you ain't, all of the fullness ain't here yet. But the atmosphere and the environment that comes from that place is here now. The atmosphere and environment, where is that, Arthur? Is it in the Christian church? Is it in the Muslim church? Is it in the Hindu church? Is it in the Baptist church or the Methodist church? Listen, man, that's all that's church and all that's all right. I ain't opposed to that. But I'm, where is it, this kingdom that I'm talking about, it ain't in no church. It ain't in no religion. It ain't in no denomination. Where is it at, Arthur? It's on the, it's among you. But if you receive the gospel, glory to God, it'll not only be among you, it'll get on the inside of you. And God begin to work from the inside out. That's how he works. He don't deal with your circumstance, situation, and sin. No, he will. But the reason why we ain't seeing a lot of prayers and things and answers and everything else, because we going to God and asking God to do what he done told us to do. We go to God and say, Lord, man, please go down and heal so-and-so and so. God say, you go. I need a body. I can't go without you. God lay hands, stretch forth your nails, God hand. God say, listen, I will. You my body. So you go lay hands on him. And you go decree and declare, boy, what thus saith the Lord, that by the stripes of Jesus they heal. And you go, man, but if you go, most problem was us going, we going through our religious, I won't say religion. We going through our priesthood. Through our spiritual representation. Let me tell you something. That's why a lot of, only way we can get those and decree and declare like that, you got to not only go to God through your priesthood, you got to have your crown on too. You got to go through your kingship too. You got to go, what's your kingship? That's your control and influence. That's your power. That's your authority. That's your ability to reign in life. We going, man, to God and pray out through our priesthood. But baby, if we learn how to put on our crown and our priesthood, listen, you a king whether you know it or not, and whether you walk in the reality of it or not. And the only way you can rule and reign in life is by applying spiritual principles. So we reign in life through our priesthood. Because you can't reign in life living and acting and talking any kind of way. No, it is spiritual kingdom, and you got to come through the spirit. You got to be representing God when you're doing this. And God is a holy God. And God is a righteous God. And in him is no darkness, no ignorance, no lack of knowledge, no sin, none of that. And where is this kingdom, man, that you were talking about, boy? You know, listen, it ain't in, like I say, the churches. It ain't in, as we know it. It ain't in Kuwait. It ain't in Russia. It ain't in the United States. Where is that, Arthur? It's among every man, every woman, and every boy and every girl. And when they come to the knowledge that it's among you or available to you right now, and you grab a hold to it and siege it, or you receive the word of God, then it no longer be among you. It be in you then. Jesus said, where is the kingdom of heaven? Is it over here? Is it over there? Is it in observation? No. Where is it? It's in you. Well, in your spirit. That's where it begins at. It don't begin on the earth first. It begins in the earth. If you read the manuscript carefully and the original language, the Greek language that the Lord's Prayer was written in, it said this, Father, you are source and you are sustainer. And all glory and honor to your name, because your counsel is going to stand, and I see what you done finished already and what your plan and destiny for my life, then glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Because you who have begun this work on the inside of me, you're going to complete it. So hallowed be your name. Glory to God. I cease from all my works, Lord, and I get in on what you're doing, man. And hey, just like you resting, then I'm going to rest too. I don't mean I ain't going to do nothing. I ain't going to work. But I'm going to cease from my works, and I'm going to get in on your works. Why? Because your works are completed. And when I get my works in on your works, then, man, it's a completed thing. What happened then? I stop trying to get what I already have, and I start becoming who I already am. I'm going to say that again. I stop trying to get, man, my healing. I stopped trying to get my salvation. I stopped trying to get my deliverance. I stopped trying to get all my needs met, and I just started having what I already have. I thought, what's already mine? What's going on then? I'm becoming. I ain't arrived yet. None of us. But what's going on? We becoming. Becoming who we already are. Who is that boy? Kings and priests. Not just spiritual representative and operating in our religion and our church protocol and everything else, man. That's our priesthood. But boy, I'm talking about kings and priests in that order. King first. What's the problem with our church? Why are we not seeing the glory of God being manifested more and more in our lives here on the earth? In our lives and here on the earth. Why? Because, boy, perhaps, man, we ain't seeking first the kingdom of God. What's the kingdom of God? What God is doing. And not only that, but his way of doing what he's doing. That's the kingdom of God. That's what he's doing on the earth. Hallelujah. And what he wants more than anything, what his greatest desire for our lives, is that it might be in our lives here on earth, just like it is in heaven. Listen, let me wrap this up in our broadcast here today. Well, God, if you tune into this broadcast right here, let me tell you something, boy, you got an enemy. And the enemy is the devil. And he don't ever want you to come to the knowledge of what I'm sharing with you, or what the Holy Spirit is sharing with you through this radio broadcast. He wants you to stay occupied with the means at the expense of never getting to the end. All the means on how to get to heaven. We're never getting to the end. What's the end? That heaven then came to us. Let me say this. And now that everything that I'm talking about, man, is available to us, and everything that I've been saying on this radio and everything that you've been hearing for the last 2 years as we've been laying a foundation to the rediscovering and the establishment and advancement of God's kingdom back in the church and on the earth, it's just been the foundation. In hopes for this, in desire for this, in trust in this, that in hearing that word, boy, it will make you come to a place where you'll make a quality decision. Not just decision, but quality decision. What's that? To come on back into the kingdom of heaven. To come on back into the presence of the Lord. To come on back into the Garden of Eden. To come on back into the secret place of the Most High God. Where in that place, you don't have to worry about nothing. You don't have to worry about how you're going to make it, what you're going to eat, how you're going to live, how you're going to pay this and everything. Your heaven, the Father, know that you have need of all these things. And if he take care of the birds of the air and the lizards of the field, boy, he'll take care of you. You his child. He your Father. He your source and your sustainer. But if you don't know that and you don't have no faith in that and confidence in that boy, he got you. Well, we might say it, but, man, you got to know that. And you got to grow up in that. And hope that you will come on into the kingdom and bleed that boy through this broadcast. Many of you say, Lord, hey, let your kingdom come and let your will be done. Not my kingdom, Lord, and not my will, not my plan and not my purpose for my life, but let your kingdom, your plan and your purpose and your desire, let your kingdom come and let your will be done in my life. Watch this. On earth. In my life, well, on earth. Just like it is in heaven. Somebody said, boy, that sounds too good to be true. Hey, listen, that's the good news. That's the gospel. It is too good. But it's too good because it is true. It ain't too good to be true. It's too good because it is true. It's the word of the living God. And it's not enticing words of man's wisdom and man's knowledge and man's interpretation of it. No, Jesus said this here, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to proclaim, boy, the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. He has sent me to the recovering of sight to the blind, those who are blind to the truth of what God is really doing. Restoring mankind to everything that he lost. What we lost? We lost our dominion. We lost our sovereignty.
We lost our power and control and influence over our territory. And Adam handed that over to the devil, and the devil plunged our territory, the earth, into this world that you live in here on this earth, where there are wars and rumors of wars and everything that that Matthew 24 talk about. But that ain't the end. Huh. Boy, listen, nobody know what day or the hour that the Lord is coming back. We don't know the day or the hour, but we do know when he's coming back. It's in the Word. When he coming back, Arthur? Nobody don't know that, Arthur. What you talking about? Yeah, I do. It's in the Word. Contrary to what people say or people think and everything else, I'm going to stick with the Word. The Word says you're going to have trials and tribulations and earthquakes and rumors of war and everything else. He say, but the end is not yet. Then they're going to say this. When this gospel of the kingdom be preached in all the world, and everywhere, when I say world, I ain't just talking about over in Africa and Kuwait and Ukraine and Russia and everything else. That's a part of it, but that ain't what it's talking about. It's talking about to every arrangement that's up on this earth, to every pattern of operation, to every system, to every world. What you mean a world? To the hip-hop world, to the gang world, to the financial world, to the educational world, to the political world, to the entertainment world. All these are worlds, arrangements, patterns of operation that governs and influence this earth. So you ain't got to thank God for those who were sent over there, but man, let me tell you something, you can go right in your, right, we going to the earth. He didn't say this gospel shall be preached in all the earth, even though that's the results of it. But to get it to all the earth, you got to go into the worlds that's up on the earth, the arrangements, the patterns, the system of operation. You're going into to the earth when you got to go into the world. You say this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the arrangements that's up on the earth, all of the systems that's up on this earth that's motivated, influenced, and set up, boy, by the devil, called the kingdom of darkness. Of ignorance. The word darkness there is ignorance. The word ignorance means not knowing. I don't mean in a derogatory way like when we use the word, or think of it, but the word ignorant in the Bible means that which you don't know. And that's what the devil uses against us. That's what he come against us with. That's how he's able to take us captive at his will, by lack of knowledge, what we don't know. And this one of the tools that he do to keep us from that knowledge. He deceive us. He mix a little truth with a lie, just enough to deceive you and get you off track, get you off the will and the purpose and the destiny that God has for your life, onto your own will and your own desire and your own plan and your own purpose for your life. Well, when God sent Jesus Christ, he come forward with the original world, the original governing system, the original arrangement that God has set up on the earth for our lives, for this purpose. So it might be in our lives here on earth. Listen, this is going to be the last, pretty much the last, I don't know, you know, but the Lord been leading me today, that we've laid down a foundation. That's the only beginning. Now we got to build on that foundation. We're going to start learning, man, the functioning principles of the kingdom, how to live in the kingdom. First thing I got to do is get into it. That's why I say the first 2 years just been the introduction. These next 2 years are going to be, man, the functioning principles. Jesus told the church, he said, hey, listen, Peter, Jane, and John, I'm going to give you the keys to the kingdom. I'm going to give you the functioning principles of the kingdom. I'm going to give you the laws that governs that kingdom. I'm going to teach you how to function and how to live in the kingdom of God and in the kingdom of heaven. I'm going to teach you how to talk and walk like you're supposed to talk and walk. I'm going to give you all the keys. And whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatever you lose on earth, in other words, you take the information, the knowledge that I'm going to share with you, and you can open up every door that needs to be opened up. You can set the captives free, too. The work that I did, you can do also. You got to learn now. Now that you're in the kingdom, now you got to grow up. You don't know how to walk like God wants you to walk and talk like God wants you to walk. Or you might know, like I say, church protocol and religious art and everything else, but you don't know kingdom protocol. In order for you to know that, man, you got to be taught that. That's what God put us on this radio broadcast for, what? That you might be filled with the knowledge of God's will. Do you know, like we said in the opening, that you are a sum total of the choices and decisions that we make every day? But in order for us to make the right choices and the right decisions that's going to lead to our God-given destination, depends on, watch this, the quality of the knowledge that you have. Not just Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LeBain. We at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry would like to thank you for allowing us the opportunity to serve you and your family. We trust that the messages on these broadcasts has been a tremendous blessing to your life. We pray and speak the blessing of God upon your life. And if we can be of further service to you,